Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our tiny planet. Also, what we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, welcoming back the expertise of our resident astronomer, Christopher Phillips. And we've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers look out for Mars in the western sky after sunset and Venus in the east before dawn. The moon this week is waning, heralding a return of dark skies as the week goes on.
We recently on Stargazer covered a new mission to Mars, and now we have yet another mission to Mars going up, and this time it's going to have a rover?
It is indeed. And also, if you remember, a few weeks ago we lamented the loss of one of our intrepid robot rovers on Mars, the Opportunity rover. It was lost after a spectacular Martian dust storm covered the planet. Now, while this was supremely unfortunate, this new rover is good news indeed, and a landing site has been chosen for it. It is called Mars 2020, and when it touches down in just 3 years, this new Martian robot explorer will investigate a giant lake bed for signs of past life. This lake bed is called Jezero.
And so far, all the rovers have been geologists, basically. Is this going to do the same thing?
It is. Mars 2020 will be armed with some of the most sophisticated science instruments that eclipse those of previous rovers. It will also collect samples that can be returned to Earth in a later mission. This is something that previous rovers have never done.
And what does that do? They just gather it up inside the rover or something? So somebody's going to have to, like, how would that work?
Yep, so the samples will be collected inside the rover and sealed in a container ready for future explorers to pick it up.
That key elephant in the room, though, is somebody's going to have to get there to Mars to pick it up, or are they going to be able to blast that thing back?
Well, it's possible there could be a robotic transfer instead of having to actually send someone to go pick it up.
Right. That's sort of a one-way trip to Mars. So I don't know.
At the moment.
And the lake bed that you're talking about.
A paleo lake, meaning that it's very ancient. And it's also very dry because of the Martian climate. One of the cool things about these paleo lakes, though, is that they have remained pretty much unchanged since they dried up millions of years ago, making them a prime specimen for investigation for robot geologists.
Even though these fossils or whatever they'd find would be old, it's actually kind of fresh by universal standards.
Absolutely.
It's Christopher Phillips here. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you on another Stargazer in the future.